Okay. Any of you guys who felt something?
Ginger, what did you feel?
So for the building part, I just, what came was just kind of like the remains of like a wood framed house or something, but almost all the framing was gone. It was just kind of disheveled. In terms of the person, I got like a dark beard and mustache. It felt like maybe mid-1800s period, pioneer times. There was a lot of, felt like desert to me. And then for the significant person,
did it seem like early Mormon times or something?
Perhaps. And I got like a woman with a blue pioneer looking dress on and dark hair, kind of hair pulled back in a bun. And then for the end of life, just what came was a man in a bed. It felt, again, like very pioneer times and like a white, you know, those types of shirts.
Were you male or female?
I felt male. And just laying in a bed with, you know, the white sheets and stuff. And the lesson that came to mind was just compassion.
Did you feel anything, Tyler?
Interesting that she said that. I'm not sure I felt it or if I was imagining it, but I kind of felt like I was in the old Wild West. And I also envisioned myself with a big black mustache.
Really?
And like a cowboy hat.
That's not the way we would imagine you being in a third place. You don't look like a cowboy hat.
No, I'm not.
Maybe you got it out of your system.
Huh? It seemed like I was in law enforcement or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he could be in law enforcement, does he? Yeah.
No.
Anything else? Purpose of life or anything? Any questions?
I got the word honesty. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, it's working now. You come across like a real honest guy. Did you get anything, Natalie?
Dan's today.
Oh, today? That's
unusual. So I envisioned myself as, yeah, there's this log cabin out in this clearing in the woods, forest. I was kind of like all alone out there. And looking at my history, I had been raised in a more affluent Eastern family, and I had married the love of my life, and we had children. But then my wife died of sickness, and I just felt heartbroken. So I just wanted to go out in the wilderness by myself. And I think I kind of died a lonely person. And I think the lesson was that even though we love people, we still need to, you know, not retreat into ourselves, but still be,
yeah,
be social and to go out and still love people.
Okay. Get in there. What are you doing? I bet you love something.
Yeah. So I found myself about in the 1400s, I guess. I really don't know much about that time period, but I wasn't in America. I do know that. And the town, like, had dirt road, and there were little houses. And I was older, yeah, woman, and I had felt like, I don't like using this term, but I think I was a witch.
Oh, really?
But that was the term of what I felt like people were projecting at me. But I felt like I was a very powerful woman, but people were very afraid of that. I feel like I had a lot of negativity come at me in my life, but I saw me actually cooking and stirring. Like, this is so traditional witch, right? I called her, like, setting was like, I was putting herbs in, and I was pouring them in these cute little vials, and, like, people would wear them around the neck, and I said, well, what does that do? And I heard the word, it helps people expand their consciousness so they can see. So I don't know what the herb or whatever that was.
Well, they're going to take you back there and have you recreate that.
There was no calculation. But I asked how I died, and I think this is very symbolic. I don't think I literally was, but I did see a knife come into the heart. But I don't think that was, like, literal. My impression is I had heartache, great heartache. Probably, because that would probably mirror this life, so... And the lesson I was supposed to learn is how to forgive those that hurt me. So I think I'm still learning that in this life.
Did you plant that seed? Were you hurt by somebody?
Just the church. Our best friend betrayed us and turned us in and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We should play the song Rihanna while you play Molly.
Did you get anything there?
No.
How about you, Greg?
I did, but I'm not sure. I want
something
to
that's here.
But it is. But I was taken back to the Middle East again. Mm. Back to the city of Jerusalem.
Did you get anything there?
I saw my death. I saw the period of time that took place after Jesus was crucified, and I saw the direction and the bewilderment, and then the triumph of the apostles after that event took place.
So how did you die?
I was nailed to a cross, but it wasn't the typical cross. It was as if it was a wheel, and I was nailed to the spokes.
Yeah, heck of a way to go.
Yeah.
We'll go into more of that later, maybe. Did you get anything later?
I got nothing.
I got the same pioneer thing they got.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought it was a ghost town because there wasn't anybody there anymore. And I have never had a memory of any kind of any of these past life regressions. I've never had any inkling of anything to do with Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
Only the 100 or 2 years before, 1400, 1500. Mm-hmm. So but that town was empty, but I was sneaking back into town. There must have been people there because I was sneaking back into
city. What time period was this?
1800, yeah. I was sneaking back in. I was young, but I was married.
Yeah.
So 16, 17, but I was married.
Yeah.
And I was sneaking back in to see if the coast was clear. Yeah, and I died, I don't know how, but the lesson of that life was the same as the one before, learning to obey. I'm not in that life as in the one before. I'm not sure if I did the right thing or not.
Learning to obey what?
Well,
inner voice, outer voice?
My inner, the spirit within.
Yeah.
So I believe, when I own slaves, I believe that they were property and that we should own them.
Yeah.
But my spirit told me that it was better to help them escape.
Yeah.
So, but I had lied to my husband. In this lifetime, it was if I was with Joseph Smith, then I was never sure that it was the right thing to do. Since there was no history, there was no proof in the pudding, there was no way of knowing if he really was a prophet or not.
Yeah.
And he's always in trouble. So there's no way of knowing if it's real or not.
Yeah.
So just doing it, my spirit said it was okay to do, but then my mind was telling me if it was or not. So I don't know.
So do you feel this life was on the early moment here, or the same right now?
Yeah, I think so. Well, early, first established early. I don't know where we were. But I know that I was sneaking back into town to see if the coast was clear.
Yeah, never was. It was back there one day.
Monday there.
Did you get anything?
Yeah. So I got a bit of a lifetime that I've seen flashes of before, which I think was my last life. And it was in Russia or someplace like that. And I want to say the 1800s, but some around there. And I got a sense of my face, and I don't know if it's literally what I look like or more symbolic, but I had this kind of very exaggerated, stretched out sort of expression on my face that said to me that I was sort of that this person kind of had a lot of trauma in their life, and almost sort of only half alive inside. And I also got that it has an effect on my current life because.
Is that what makes you kind of quiet, silent type in this life?
Well, it might be, because what I saw was that this person had a lot of loss in their life, and that I guess I got used to that pattern that I have to move on from this always getting ready to learn something.
Interesting. Do you have any
got a different time period than I ever have gotten before. I think it was the 1400s, so the place was like a cobblestone road and a cobble house. And I was a woman and had this, I don't know how to describe it, it looked like horns, kind of made out of cloth, and then this round thing, and then fabric coming off of it. So it told me that she was probably not high royalty, but maybe like a handmaiden or a duchess or, you know, some middle class type person. And she had 14 children, which I thought was interesting, and was a very happy life. And when I asked what the lesson was, it was just enjoy. It was like a Sabbath life. Just enjoy your life. It was a good life.
What time period did you?
Like the 1400s?
1400s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anything, Michael?
Didn't get anything.
Okay.
How did you guys look? Yeah, it was kind of along, a little bit along the same lines that some of these other people. It was early, you know, kind of very log cabin-y. I got a sense that it might have been the time that the pilgrims came from across the ocean. And because there felt like there was a sense of ships out in the water. And I was a young woman. It felt like I was mostly there alone. I think I might have had a little brother whom I do know.
You know, in this life?
One of my grandkids.
So
anyway.
There's a lot of people in this life that you know in this one?
That was the only one that really came to me. I felt essentially alone. Clothing black, some kind of bonnet. Illness. Aloneness. Cold. And the words that came to me were fortitude and strength. Well, I've just been learning. I didn't really get an idea of how I died, but it seemed very alone.
Did you get any impression about your lesson?
Well, that's what I mean. It was to learn fortitude and strength. And there's kind of the same feeling of being separate because I was different. Well, I've been alone. Same line of being pretty sensitive, and so I was very quiet about that and stayed more alone.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.